I don't know what it is about labels, but I just can't stand them.
You're an iconoclast.
Yeah, well, you're a nitpicker.
I'm going to give you another backup verse. I'm going to go to Colossians 1, verse 20. Because all this happens because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Through him, he is going to reconcile all into him, making peace through the blood of his cross, through him, whether those on the earth or those in the heavens. What this verse is telling us is that through the cross of Christ, all, and what's the all the context? Remember, we're context freaks here. We're context freaks. You have to look at the context. Look at verse 16. In him is all created. In him is all created. Nobody's going to argue about that. And we just read it in Romans 11:36. That same all that is created in him is reconciled back to him through the blood of the cross. This is a parallel passage. It takes us right back to Romans 11:36. And if you realize the implications of what I'm saying, then there are some out there who are saying, Harry, turn off the radio. We've got a universalist on the air. Or, he's a Unitarian, a universalist. Please, 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 please. I'm not a Calvinist. I'm not an Arminian. I am not a universalist. And I'm not a Unitarian.
Neither
am I. I'm telling you, none of us are, because we defy labels. I had to look to see what Universalists and Unitarians believed in.
I wondered that myself.
I had to look to see what they believed in. And this is what I found out. Universalists believe that God is nicey-nice. He's love. Since he's so loving, he's just too good to let anybody that, you know, just any old buddy tiptoe into heaven. He's a judgment God. No, I'm sorry. No, that's right.
Opposite.
Yeah, that's the opposite. Duh. I got to take a sip of my water here. He's a nicey-nice God. He's not a judgment God. Okay, that's what they're saying. He's not a judgment God. He's just going to save everybody because he's nice. But no, I do not fall into that category. Nobody sitting here at the table with me falls into that category because we believe, I mean, come on, you got to open your eyes and look into Scripture. There's so much judgment in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Who is going to ignore that? We got the sheep and the goat judgment in Matthew 25, the judgment of the nations. That's serious business here. He's going to return, and he's going to separate the tares from the wheat. That's a serious judgment. This is not tiptoe through the tulips. This isn't Sunday school. This is serious, serious judgment. I believe all that. We got the fires of Gehenna burning in the thousand-year kingdom on the earth. The fires of Gehenna. We have a day of indignation before that. Coming up. If you want to read about that as a nice bedtime story, read Revelation. You won't go to sleep. Read the book of Revelation. You won't go to sleep. That stuff's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real. I mean, those hailstones, how much do those suckers weigh? There's judgment ahead.
I think it's 16 pounds.
16-pound hailstones. What else? We got other judgment. We got the judgment of Gehenna, day of indignation. We got the great white throne. We had the Great White Throne, and we had the Lake of Fire, which is the second death. These are all terrible judgments. And I think the Universalists just kind of forget about all that, people's thinking needs rearranged.
I'm not sure do they even acknowledge
I don't know
Christ?
If they even acknowledge. I don't think
or
they even...
necessity of Christ?
Sure.
Right. Okay. I don't think so. Like I say, I don't know. I just got a brief synopsis of it in my Dictionary of World Religions. So I'm not sure what the deal is there. But what I'm saying concerning these judgments is that they're all purposeful. Okay, God is not vindictive. Any judgment God brings is remedial.